Hello, everyone. It's another weekend, and that means it's another episode of the podcast. This week, I get to interview a delightful human being, Michael Cass. You should really check out Michael's website, storyandspirit.org, and I will provide a link under the episode show notes on the website. Michael says he's shifting consciousness one breath, one story at a time. And direct from Michael's website, he describes himself as an international facilitator, consultant, and healer who works with organizations and individuals to weave a new story that brings us into greater connection with ourselves, each other, and the wider world. And I've been really lucky because Michael's held one of his storytelling workshops at the place where I work, the coffee shop. And it was a special night and a group of strangers. I hate vulnerability, but at the end of the night, a group of strangers became really good friends. I can tell you that we shared stories about ourselves that made each other laugh, that made each other think, and it was just a beautiful experience. And so I'm so excited to share Michael with you all and his stories this week. I need to thank my good friend Christy Buddenbaum for becoming another Patreon subscriber. For those of you who are looking to help me put this podcast out into the world, there will be a link under the episode show notes. Just click on that link and you too can subscribe every month for either $3, $5, or $10 a month. Just know you're helping me to put beautiful content out into the world and know that I appreciate it so very much. So now, episode 119, and my interview with Michael Cass.
So I got on the land and I'm like, whatever, this is pretty. And I look down and I'm kind of like, what am I even here? I feel kind of out of place. And I look down at the ground and there is a perfectly intact snakeskin that a snake had just let go of. And I just, it floored me. I just went like, well, okay, this is real. Shit, there's two that come up. One just happened this weekend. So I facilitate this thing called Inner Dance, which is a really beautiful, I think we've talked about it a little bit, but it's this beautiful experience of just being of surrender to different frequencies of sound, and you get taken on this journey. And the really kind of magical thing that happened this weekend is I facilitate these online, and the people who participate don't really know each other, and they're in all over the place, all over the world. And this weekend, out of six people, four of them experienced almost identical images, and they showed up in each other's journeys. Part of me, like, I know that this is a thing, right? I've had enough experiences of it myself. But every time it happens, and every time I watch people's eyes light up with the recognition that we are all connected in this way, if only we remember how to listen, is such a magical moment. It's like the clouds part and there's heavenly voices, right? It's just such a commonplace miracle. There's nothing weird about it. It's just this really beautiful thing that we have to all have the capacity to do, right? These aren't like super meditators. They're not super spirit. They're just curious. It is so beautiful that we got to experience that together. And the other one, which is different but also similar, was like 6 years ago I participated in this healers intensive in Topanga, California. This woman named Dina Metzger, who's an incredible teacher and elder and a writer, artist, has been holding this group on her land, or on the land that she stewards, for like 20 years or something. And so I went, and I was in a place not unlike I am now, honestly, where I just like something wanted to change. I didn't know what it was. Things didn't feel like they fit right. And one of the first things that we did, and she, you know, we all went around, introduced ourselves, and she goes, okay, now go out on the land for an hour and then bring back a story, right? See what the land has to tell you. So I got on the land and I'm like, whatever, this is pretty. And I look down and I'm kind of like, what am I even here? I feel kind of out of place. And I look down at the ground and there is a perfectly intact snakeskin that a snake had just let go of. And I just, it floored me. I just went like, well, okay, this is real, right? It was the perfect message and reflection for what I was experiencing in that moment. If I could have walked right by it, it blended in with the ground. But the idea that it was there at that moment, while I was holding that question, and that I was looking down at that moment to see it and didn't step on it and didn't pass it by, is such a, again, just a small common miracle that, telling the story now, I'm wondering, well, how many of those do we all walk by every day just because we're not paying attention? And those to me are much more interesting than like the capital M miracles or capital M magic of like healings and, you know, presences that are there. Like those are cool, but I'm really interested in those small miracles that everybody has and often doesn't even recognize. We don't even recognize them until we're sharing it with someone else and they go like, what? That's crazy.
I think that you all can tell that he and I had such a great time recording this interview, and it's really fun talking about so many different subjects with someone who can appreciate every single one of them. I need to thank Michael for his sense of humor and just for what a delightful human being he is, and the fact that he took time out of his very busy schedule to appear on the pod. I need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode: Taiga Sound Productions, Stephen O'Brien, Music L Files, Frank Schroeder, Winnie the Moog, Sasha End, and Alexander Nakarada. For complete attribution, please see the Bite-Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to books, music, and art. I hope lighten and brighten your day. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Michael. Be super cool and help others find out what their stories are. Think about your own story. What is it? Or think about your stories. We all have multiple stories, whether it's about ourselves or it's about the greater world around us. Share those stories with others and listen to other people's stories. Sharing these stories is going to help us relate to each other, develop compassion and empathy for each other, and also help us to realize that we are far more connected and far more similar than we probably previously understood. Thank you so much, and see you all next week for episode 120. And until then, I hope your days are shiny, your life is beautiful, and everything is filled with laughter and love.
Was that a yawn?
No.
Okay, my guests are not allowed to yawn.
I'm not yawning. I don't know what you think you thought you saw, but it wasn't that. It was like a, I'm taking in all of the air and energy in the world.
Okay. Clearly someone needs to go to bed soon. So no, let's.
I'm good. It's not even nighttime.
Well. Sometimes I go to sleep when it's not nighttime. So
no, but that's, I can't do that.
I love it. It's part of being an adult. Go to sleep when you want.
Damn straight.